Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I chat about the fat tropes as described by Shannon Rucker. I have a chat with Jackie Gerges about the It Gets Fatter project, and I spotlight a blog about how it can sometimes suck when your body changes. Last week on the show, I had Shannon Rucker from Every Smile a Lie, a Living While Fat journal, on as my guest. She and I had a great chat about the work that she's doing, and I wanted to actually start the show by highlighting an interesting piece she had on her Tumblr. The piece was published on August 10th, and it's entitled Fat People Tropes That Made Me Ashamed of My Body Growing Up. She starts the piece by discussing the different ways that fat people are typically represented as caricatures or stereotypes in our modern popular culture, and how these different kinds of representations or tropes, if you will, shape all of our understanding of fat. She gives us a couple of tropes, including the gentle giant, the sex-hungry Goliath, the glutton, the sloth, the big bitter bitch, the nice girl who just needs to lose weight, the magical fatty, like the fat fairy, the merry fatty, the fatty McFatty spoof, the spoiled fat child, the mammy, the nurturing fat mother, and the wasted jock. I would strongly encourage you, if you're interested, to go check out her piece about these tropes. She goes into detail describing each one and gives some examples. After reading the piece, I tried to figure out which trope most people probably associated with me. And I decided that possibly for people that slightly knew me, at least growing up, I was probably the nice girl who just needs to lose weight. Right? I was a pretty girl, and if I could just lose some weight, I had such a pretty face. She's just so nice. I would imagine, though, many people, especially here in New Zealand, who only know me from the way the media has decided to portray me, probably looks at me as the big bitter bitch. This trope, as described by Shannon, she's just irrationally angry at all the beautiful thin women who lead normal, healthy lives. She wants to be them, but doesn't want to do the work required to lose weight. So I encourage you, go read through the piece, see which tropes strike you. Try to figure out which trope do strangers possibly place me into. Today is Jackie Gerges, a nursing student and co-founder of the It Gets Fatter project. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on Friend of Maryland.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So I was really excited because it was probably only like 4 or 5 days ago where all of a sudden on my dashboard and Tumblr, some people are reblogging a post from the It Gets Fatter project, and it's a video of three people talking about what this project is. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get them on my show. So how did this get started, first of all? How did you guys get started in this?
Well, I talk about it a bit in the video. The way it got started is that I wanted to have a party in Montreal where we were doing actually what we were doing right before the video got filmed, where we were just sitting around together eating and being fat and not feeling shameful or shaming each other. And when I told the other two people I was with about that, they said, oh, you should, and I told them the title of It Gets Fatter. They were like, oh, that sounds like what we're doing right now. And I was like, yeah. And then I think it was me that said, let's just film a video and put it on the internet, because sometimes those things can get people excited and make people feel good, and maybe it will become something. I don't know. So we didn't really have a full vision for it at the time, but we were really excited being together and eating together.
What is it that you think, what do you think it is about like fat people and food and the right to enjoy food or not to enjoy food? Like, why do you think that that's often such a mobilizing force for people?
I think for me, it comes a lot to do with like growing up as a fat person and that being being a really big thing for me, where my mother was always saying, you know, oh, do you really need to eat that? Are you sure you need to have that that last bite? But also coming from this culture, like as a brown person, where you're really supposed to eat everything on your plate. So it was a very conflicting message, I guess, where you had to eat everything, but you were still shamed for it. So I think that coming to a place where you can just fully accept eating together is feels really big to me.
I think that's really, yeah, I think that's really telling on a lot of levels. Like one, like, yeah, the food police, which I think so many of us have lived with and still live with, and maybe even kind of have our own like version in our own heads kind of thing that, you know, is trying to police what we're eating or how much we're enjoying what we're eating or how much we're eating. It's interesting, though, because, like, I just had Jen Levia back on the show a few weeks ago because she's got her new Tumblr project where it's only pictures and videos of her eating. And I think
that's
it's called
– That sounds great. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's called But What About Your Health, I think is what she's titled it. And so that's how you can find it on Tumblr. And, yeah, like, it's a direct response to, you know, all of the shit that and shame that is heaped upon fat people, you know, for eating and, you know, for eating too much or for eating something that's fattening. And so, yeah, she started this Tumblr that's only pictures and videos of her eating, usually really what would be considered, like, quote-unquote fattening foods.
Right.
And I just thought that was awesome. And so it's cool to hear
that,
you know, you're coming from a similar kind of place in terms of, you know, how this got started, but you guys have instead developed developed this other project, It Gets Fatter. I have to ask, is that title, does that reference Dan Savage's It Gets Better project? Is that where that comes from?
Yeah, I think that that's where it comes from. Like, I am queer, and all of my friends are queer. And so the person who came up with the title is actually my friend Marty. And Marty, we were just talking about what to call it, and Marty was like, oh, we should just call it It Gets Fatter. And we all kind of laughed, but we didn't necessarily say it was in reference to It Gets Better,
right.
But I guess it is. And, like, the project is also, I mean, there are people who are starting it who are queer in the group and people who aren't queer and people who are not, like, necessarily talking about their sexuality, or it's not really an important part for this project, but it is something that's in that we have in mind as like talking about our bodies as fat, as people of color, and as queer people of color.
So what do you like, what are you guys hoping to do with this project? Like, kind of what's the purpose?
You know, that's a really good question. And in the first main video that I did, I was sending out kind of an appeal for people to say what they're hoping this project will be. I think my dream is for it to be a thing where people can get together and eat and be fat together. And I would really love it if it was mostly people of color or all people of color and who are fat who are doing that together, because I think we experience fat phobia in a bit of a different way, as you know, everything in our lives in a bit of a different way than white people do. But that seems a bit difficult to do when even the three people who founded the project are living in different cities. So what I would really hope and is for just people to be able to hear words that might be just comforting to them as fat people for now, and then see how it progresses later.
I think that's really cool, this idea that, I mean, you guys are providing this framework, but then, like, kind of asking other people, you know, kind of in a – not outreach, that's not the right word, but kind of in a very collaborative kind of community way to say, we're providing this framework, we're interested in doing this project, but we want everyone to have buy-in, and we're curious to know what other people would like to get from this.
Yes, exactly, because we kind of just put it out there, and I think – you know, it's gotten a lot of views, and people have really talked about it a lot, and it's mostly gotten positive feedback. And I think that that just shows that there was really a need for it. And if there is a need for this, I just don't know what people are fully getting out of it. Are they just enjoying hearing, you know, people say it's okay to be fat? Are they hearing people, are they liking people, you know, eating on video and not feeling shame about that? Is that making them feel good? Or are they excited about, you know, kind of like a fat revolution or something like that?
So what kind of responses have you gotten so far?
I have gotten some emails on the It Gets Fatter email, which I guess we'll talk about the email address after, but the a few people have said, you know, I really appreciate this project. It's really good. I love it. One person in particular really sent this message that really touched me a lot, where she said that she had never, ever in her life heard someone say that it's okay to be fat, and that she, like, cried when she was watching the video, and it meant so much to her.
Wow, that's powerful.
That was enough for me to want to continue making videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just huge. I can't even say more about that than that.
So if people are interested in getting involved in the It Gets Fatter project, how can they go about doing that?
Well, a few people have sent us messages already saying that they wanted to get involved and specifically wanting to have parties, like eating parties, I guess. But so we're still not sure how we're going to do that. But if people want to get in touch with us, there are several ways. They can go on to Vimeo, which is where the videos are uploaded, and the project is just the Vimeo is just called It Gets Fatter. You can search for it on Vimeo. There's also an email address, which is itgetsfatterproject@gmail.com, and then also we started a Tumblr, which is itgetsfatter.tumblr.com. And so they can send us messages on all three of those places. The email is probably the best, though.
So you guys are talking about this idea of kind of like, you know, having a party where fat people can come together and kind of just eat in a safe and enjoyable kind of space. Where are you guys located?
I am located in Montreal.
Okay.
And Sarah and Asim are located in Toronto.
Okay. So this would be something that would probably happen somewhere in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think it's probably more likely for it to happen in Toronto just because there are more people and there's probably more people who have seen it there, I think, than in Montreal. But I'm not sure about that. That would be something that would be nice to get messages from people to
right.
know for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys think you might be able to like live stream the event in any way for people around the world who want to participate but can't afford to come to Toronto, like me?
Oh, I love that idea, and that we can all eat together.
That's right.
That sounds great. Yes. That will happen. If the event happens, then that will happen also.
That is awesome. Well, listen, Jackie, that's just about all the time that we have for today, but I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking with us about this project. When you get closer to, like, maybe, you know, actually having a date, you or Sarah or someone else will have to come back on and actually promote the event and talk about the date. And then that way, hopefully, we can get as many people around the world participating as possible.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Spotlight today is a piece from Riots Not Diets. The piece is entitled, Sometimes Your Body Changes and It Sucks. Quote, historically, fat acceptance has phrased body positivity in fairly stringent and problematic ways. I think a lot of work has been done to address these issues, but oftentimes these things get played out over and over again as new people come into the fold. When you first discover body acceptance, after years and years of hating yourself and fucked up weight loss attempts, and for many of us, disordered eating, it can be so tempting to latch onto the mantra of, love yourself no matter what, there is no room for compromise. This results in a lot of fat activists advising others to simply accept yourself, and anything else is automatically bad activism. Of course, not understanding the nuanced ways we experience ourselves and our bodies and embracing this approach to self-acceptance often means trying, usually unsuccessfully, to sweep one's more ambivalent feelings under the rug. It also means not being open to others' discomforts with their own bodies in ways that can be racist, ableist, and cisist. In The Fat Female Body, Sam Murray writes about one of the more insidious aspects of this kind of humanist logic. It reasserts a problematic dichotomy between mind and body. It says that we must, in our mind, overcome our bodies and our hatred of them. This is problematic for a couple of reasons. First, this is the same strategy we are supposed to use, according to contemporary fat-hating society, to lose weight and become quote-unquote normal people. And second, our bodies and minds are not actually split. We perceive and understand the world through our bodies. And to apply that we can just change our minds about how it feels to be fat in a fat-hating world, in a world not made for our bodies, disregards this pretty important reality. Long story short, it's really crucial that we make room for bodily ambivalence in our activism. All of this is to say that my own body has changed a bit in the last several months. After a couple years of staying at a steady weight without dieting, I have found myself facing an unexpected shift that has added nearly 30 pounds to my person. I wouldn't have known it was 30 pounds, although I did know I had gained weight. I looked and felt different and didn't fit in my clothes the same way, except for the fact that my friend had a scale at her house and I snuck a peek after weeks of wondering how much exactly I had gained. Prior to knowing the exact number, I didn't feel bad about my body. I didn't like some of the small mobility changes I was noticing, such as back pain happening after only walking a mile, not being as limber or flexible, pain after any extended period of time in one position, etc. And I definitely didn't like my clothes not fitting, but I still loved my body, the feel of it, and the look of it. I didn't blame my mobility and pain stuff on the weight gain per se, but on the lack of physical activity in general. Now that I know for sure that I've gained 30 pounds, I still don't feel bad about my body, but I had a moment, or two or three, of feeling like a really bad fat activist. And knowing that exact number triggered a lot of shame in me. Shame that I couldn't help wanting to know the number. Shame that I had picked an arbitrary number that I didn't want to be over, and when I wasn't, I felt relieved. Shame that the act of weighing myself triggered diety, weight lossy feelings in me. Shame that I felt shame. I'm going to be real honest with y'all right now. Gaining a lot of weight really quickly kind of sucks. Similarly to how losing a lot of weight really quickly, or any other changes in our bodies, can throw us for a loop. And I'm struggling with what to do about it. In the distant past, when I have gained weight, my response has been to crash diet. I'm obviously not going to do that. I'm not going to engage in anything that could be called a lifestyle change, or that involves me eating less of the things I love. I might try to practice some more intuitive eating, eating that requires that I check in with my body instead of just feeding it the easiest or cheapest things. I will be moving my body more in an effort to stave off the pain I've been feeling lately as a result of my inactivity. And I'll be working on continuing to love my body, to feel good as a body, to treat me with kindness and respect. I'm going to work on the shame I feel when I experience bodily ambivalence. I'm going to work on cultivating an activism that has room for all the ways I experience being fat in a fat-hating world. I'm going to work on understanding myself as a whole, not a split between a wispy being of thoughts and feelings and a separate solid thing made of fat, flesh, and bones. And I'm maybe not going to step on that scale again. That shit fucks with my head. This work is hard, but absolutely, certainly, 100% positively worth it. Now go love yourselves or else. End quote. Closing the show is Candy Kane with I'm a Bad, Bad Girl.
I'm a bad girl, just as bad as I can be. Trouble always follows me. I killed myself a black cat just the night before. Spread a little goofy dust all around my door, hoping I would chase the evil away. But when the dawn appeared, I'm a bad girl, just as bad as I can be. just as bad as I can be. I don't know what's the matter. Trouble always follows me. Ready now to tell the truth.